The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. I always try to begin the program upbeat and enthusiastic and positive, and I was all set to do that today until I turned on the TV monitor here in the studio, and Fox News is broadcasting live the George Floyd Memorial up in, I assume it's taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I assume that. I'm not sure. Which is great. I'm glad that Fox is airing it live, this event, the tragic and murderous death of a black man, has caused deep emotion all across our country. So I think it's right and it's appropriate to broadcast the memorial service. But the speaker, I don't know who all has spoken or who will speak, but right now, Al Sharpton is the speaker. And I have such a heavy heart. This is an opportunity to do what George Floyd's brother did, his own family. The family of the man who was killed by the police has spoken out forcefully and emotionally. This is a time to be brought together. My brother was a peaceful man. Let's be peaceful. This is a time to unite. This is not a time to divide. And he expressed very strongly that that was the desire of the family of George Floyd. And we got Al Sharpton, and I listened to about 2 to 3 minutes of it. What he said was incendiary, inflammatory, divisive. It had, hey, this is a memorial service for George Floyd. You would think that George Floyd would be the topic of the memorial service. I have done hundreds of funerals through my 50-plus years of ministry, hundreds of funerals. And the funeral, the memorial service, is about the person who has died and the family members to give them comfort and peace and strength. A memorial service is not a time to grind away at political devices, political objectives, to condemn the current president, to praise a previous president. Al Sharpton is such a divisive figure. He is not Martin Luther King Jr. He's the opposite. He is the antithesis. For years and years and years, his speeches, his rhetoric has caused division, inflammation in the community. And it changed my whole attitude, my whole spirit. And he is still speaking and screaming, and it's just sad. Now, people are criticizing President Trump for not being a unifying factor. And some of that criticism is warranted. Sometimes President Trump is not particularly a unifying factor. Sometimes he's not. And yes, sometimes he has been divisive. I appreciate his programs. I appreciate what he's doing. I support his pro-life stand. I appreciate his pro-life stand. I appreciate his pro-America stand. I really appreciate most of what this president has accomplished. But sometimes he is not a unifying factor. That is true. And so people have been criticizing, the liberal left has been criticizing incessantly President Trump. And as I said, some of the criticism is warranted. But the same people who have called Donald Trump divisive, inflammatory, will sing the praises of Al Sharpton. And I tell you this. The violence across America has begun to decline. The last two nights here in Columbus, pretty peaceful. In most cities around America, the protests have been more peaceful the last two nights. New York City is an exception. It was pretty bad last night. But I assure you, the more Al Sharpton's speech is heard, the more violence there will be again tonight. He is doing nothing but fanning the flames. And in my this is my editorial opinion, okay? I want you to know that. This is my editorial opinion. He is dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and he is dishonoring the family of this man who died unjustly. There's nothing unifying or constructive or helpful in what I heard of Al Sharpton's speech. And it's sad. It's sad. And I've said this continuously. I don't care whether you're white, black, whatever your color. I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent, you know, conservative, liberal, progressive. I don't care. You were either part of the answer or you are a part of the problem. Al Sharpton is not a part of the answer. And I wondered where he was. We haven't seen him recently. He hasn't had his face on TV. But when something like this happens, you can bet on it. It's like something happens with women. Gloria Allred will stick her face in the TV cameras. You can almost always assume that. And when something like this happens, you can almost always assume that Al Sharpton is going to be there to stir things up just when things were beginning to calm down, when the rhetoric, when the emotion was beginning to decrease. Here you have Al Sharpton stirring things up again. That's sad. It's just sad to use the death, the unfortunate, the unjust, tragic death of this man to propel Al Sharpton's divisive political and racial agenda. It's sad. All right, enough of that. I had no intention at all of getting into that until I turned on the TV monitor, and that was probably my mistake. But I turned it on every day. I didn't know that the service was going to be carried live. Wow. All right. Enough said. Probably too much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Bob Burney Live. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything else, but the death of George Floyd was an unbelievable tragedy. Watching the video, it's indelibly stamped in my mind where this poor man cries out for his mother. I mean, that's haunting. Terrible. Unjust. And one person has been charged with second-degree murder, three others aiding and abetting murder. I believe justice will be done, and it should. But listen to this. In the last 5 days in Chicago, 107 people, almost all of them black, have been wounded, and 27 have died. This is one city in America, Chicago, 27 dead, another 107 wounded. Some of those may not survive, so that 27 number could go up. 27 dead, 107 wounded, almost all of them black. And this has become typical of Chicago. Hundreds, not dozens, hundreds of black people are murdered in Chicago alone every single year. Here's my question. Where are the marches? Where are the protests? Where are the sermons? Where are the Al Sharptons? Where are the Joe Bidens? Are these black lives not important? Do these black lives matter? Five days, 27 people dead. Now, think of it this way. If you would put all of those together and call it one mass shooting, it would be the fourth worst mass shooting in American history. 27 people dead. It happened over 5 days, and it was not all in one place, but they're just as dead. And yet, these people are ignored. Are they not as important as anyone else? I've said this before, and I know that some people don't understand what I'm saying, and I know that some people misunderstand what I'm saying. But in America today, the value of someone's life when they are killed is not determined by who they are, but by who they were murdered by. And that's a sad reality. The value of their life is not determined on the fact of who they were. Their value is determined by who they were murdered by. It's not the way it should be. All lives should matter. And the carnage in the black community, I don't know that I'll get to it. I don't know that I want to get to it. But I have the latest facts and figures about homicides in the black community. It is shocking. It is tragic. But it is not discussed in the public because the overwhelming majority of the homicides are black on black. And it's not politically correct to talk about that. It's a terrible problem. It's a national shame. The number of homicides in the black community. It is a national shame. All right. Enough of that. But their lives are just as important. All right, let's go to Gahanna, Ohio, and we're going to talk to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Good speaking with you.
You as well.
I'm not a good communicator, so I probably won't say everything that's on my mind, but I just was thinking yesterday how blessed we are to have you as a voice of reason on the radio. I've listened to Rush off and on over the years. There's so many voices out here, but very few with common sense. And as I watch what's going on today, I'm almost 80 years old. I'm just saddened by what I see and the lack of any common sense with any reason. Our young people are in so much trouble. Our colleges and universities have just been raped of anything that even smells of leadership. But anyway, I guess I just wanted to thank you for being there.
Bill, that means so much to me, and I'm deeply, deeply humbled. I pray, and I've said this a few times in the last few days, I pray that this program is an oasis of common sense. I am not a particularly intelligent person. Never have claimed to be. I was an absolutely average or even below average student in junior high, high school, and in college. I have no idea what my IQ is. It was measured years ago. And I'm sure it's very normal, maybe even subnormal. But God has given you and I, Bill, a brain. God has given humans a brain, and he has given us common sense. And there's never been a time when some common sense and biblical discernment were more important. Bill, I'm deeply humbled by your comments and your encouragement. Thank you, and God bless you. All right. That's a great way to end the program, this hour. We'll be back. Thanks, Bill.